Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
For you, 603-283-6160. Phones are open as always, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. We're going to get into a story that we talked about, well, we teased last night, but we never got into it, about a hunger strike that, Bonnie, you wanted to tell us about. Also, Matt, you've got some more ATF insanity on the way here, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Bureau. What are they doing now? We'll find that out coming up here. Plus, Putin apparently gave a speech. Some people are saying, the Western media is saying that it is echoing Stalin and was very, very scary. And we also have the RT side of things.
It's funny because our government also echoes Stalin sometimes, and they never call themselves out.
No, certainly not. So we'll get into that, all of that. Of course, again, phones open for you at 603-283-6160. So, Bonnie, you had something that you wanted to share. You don't have it right now? Okay. Some sort of a hunger strike that is being planned, and at some point we'll tell you more about that. The number is 603-283-6160. So, Matt, you had a story about the ATF, or more than one. I guess you said there's just so much going on with them that...
It's just been a nonstop thing with the ATF the last couple months. Like the spigot is wide open and flooding everywhere, and it doesn't seem like they want to stop. Well, last week we told you about the 850 odd gun owners who filed Form 1 suppressor permission asks from the ATF, and they were denied, and then the local police were alerted that they were trying to build suppressors. Which is why I guess what they're trying to teach everybody there is never go about things the legal way. That's what they're trying to tell people, I suppose. So this week, a big $1.5 trillion omnibus bill, which you may have heard of in the news past.
The one that was like thousands of pages. That,
yeah.
No, they gave $1 billion to Ukraine.
Yeah, 2,700 pages.
It was, $14 billion.
Oh, wow.
A lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot. They're just running the printing presses at this point until they're overheating. So buried inside this omnibus bill was some anti-gun legislation that got voted on by the entirety of the Democrat side of the government, and 18 representatives from the Republican side of the House also voted yay on it because I guess they didn't know it was in there or something, or they just didn't care. Couldn't be bothered to read 2,700 pages.
Well, they couldn't possibly, right?
Right,
this isn't a night or something.
Yeah. The Gun Owners of America, though, did send out an alert that it was in there, and apparently nobody listened. However, what the language does basically is it turns all of your local police officers into ATF empowered police officers, so they can do federal level work on behalf of the ATF.
In every state.
Anywhere there's a cop.
Hmm. So, yet another reason to leave the United States as soon as possible.
It is time to go, for sure.
And when I say that, I mean secede, not physically leave, but to actually have a political exit from the United States of America. There's no reason to stay.
Yep.
There's no reason to be a part of this thing. I love how Daniel Miller, I believe, from the Texit group pointed out, if somebody pushes back on the idea of independence, just ask them, if your state were independent and were offered to join the United States, would you even consider doing it? And if so, why? Why would you want to join the United States?
You'd have to be crazy to join the United States right now. And I think we're seeing that with places that have been, courted for a long time, and a lot of people
like
said,
Puerto Rico
and Guam, and so CNMI, why would we want to? Well, no, we don't want to do that.
I remember when I was in seventh grade, I had two Puerto Rican friends, and when I was in seventh grade was one of the times that they were going to vote on whether or not to become a state, and I remember saying to one of them, like, oh, what if you guys become a state? That'd be so crazy. Like, you guys, even though she's Texan. But she was just like, my parents don't want that to happen. I was just like, oh, I didn't expect that at all.
So now ATF can deputize any local cops.
Yep.
They're not automatically deputized, I presume. It's just if that's something that the locals want, they can now have more power.
Here's what Section
which they presumably will want.
Here's what Section 1103 of the omnibus bill says: funding for ATF to deputize local police to enforce federal gun laws, especially to undermine Second Amendment, especially to undermine the Second Amendment Protection Act. Now, the states that have a Second Amendment Protection Act or Second Amendment Preservation Act are states that have basically said the ATF has no jurisdiction in our state.
Mm. So they're trying to go around that.
Yes, that's the way the ATF is going to go around that is by deputizing local cops. So, once again, I don't care who your cop buddy is, he's not a good American. I'll take it that far.
Well, unless the police actually refuse this, and
yeah, okay,
whether they will or not,
they'll do whatever they're told.
All cops are not good Americans.
I don't give them a whole lot of hope. They don't have a bit lot of faith from me in what any of them. I get surprised from time to time. I get surprised by a cop here and there, but it's not. You know, we track cops a lot, and it's not a regular thing to be happily surprised by anything they do.
Yeah, I remember the former police chief here in Keene. It probably applies to the current one, but I can't say for sure. But one of the former police chiefs, we, for whatever reason, I don't remember the conversation, why it was happening, but he explained that one of the little stars or badges or whatever on his shirt, on his uniform, was some sort of an FBI badge that he got because he went to some kind of FBI liaison training class or whatever, and so now he's, you know, in with the FBI.
They gave him a golden star.
Basically, yeah.
Here's a scratch and sniff sticker and an A plus on your paper.
So this sounds kind of similar to that, and the only way this is going to be stopped is likely by a state legislature saying this does not apply here. None of the police in state of, you know, fill in the blank, New Hampshire, hopefully at some point, will comply with this, and we don't want you here.
Yeah, hopefully.
And I believe New Hampshire has done some things in that vein. I think there was something recently.
Yeah, I would like to see more of that, too. I'm not sure how far those steps have gone and how successful. They haven't been very successful. Mm-hmm. Like, we've had a lot of gun rights success in New Hampshire since I've lived here anyway. I've watched it happen, so it's been pretty good. I would like to see it be better, though.
Sure.
You know, I want to move that Overton window to a place that's absolutely insanely way off the map so it can't be caught.
I think they did just pass, at least at the House. I think it's got to go to the Senate now at this point, but the New Hampshire State House, I believe, passed the modification that will allow people on ATVs and snowmobiles to carry a gun.
Great.
Because it was an oversight in the previous, there was a concealed carry, what they call constitutional carry, that passed in 2017. And, you know, sometimes you mess up when you write these complicated laws or whatever, yep, and they forgot to repeal that part.
It just goes to show you how huge the body of law is.
Yeah. Like, they, even in New Hampshire, it's relatively small.
Yeah. I couldn't even imagine thinking about some of this, a similar type of thing in the state of New York or you know, anywhere, really.
So that's on track to pass.
Good. Like. Cool. That's good news. Another thing in the section 1101, 1102 in the latest omnibus bill, the NICS Denial Notification Act.
So NICS is?
A NICS check is when you fill out a 4473 form for your background check to buy a gun at the gun store. And they, sometimes people get denied, and 9 out of 10 times, that's the actual statistic, 9 out of 10 times, it's an accidental denial. Mm. It's a wrongful denial. They turn them right around. It's not a big deal. You walk out with your gun. You know, it might take a little while to get your denial flipped around, but they can do it. It's not that hard.
Wait, who's the one accidentally denying it every time?
It'll be the feds. Yes.
Wow, why are they so incompetent then?
Because they're cops. So the NICS Check Denial Notification Act is to launch criminal investigations into firearm transfer background check denials. So basically, if you're denied, they're going to call your local cops and let them know that you have been denied and you're looking to buy a gun in your area, which is not something they've ever done. So now it'll be standard procedure to do so.
And that would presumably, in a department that is not friendly to firearms result in harassment for that person.
Or death.
Targeting.
Because they're cops.
The number here is 603-283-6160. We can continue more on the latest from the ATF and the tyranny they are implementing over there, or continue to implement. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Are open if you want to join the show. show here. We're talking about the ATF and their recent expansion of power into the omnibus bill. Whenever they have an omnibus bill, look out.
That's where it's all going to be.
Because that's all the stuff that they couldn't pass on its own, you know, as its own separate piece of legislation. So they just throw it all in together and say, we need this. And
yeah, you know, they did it under the auspices of the greater bill that it was all under, this act that all of this stuff that's happening was under. They did deny a few sections of it. One of those sections was to give funding to turn state-level stalking laws into red flag laws. So if you are ever convicted of stalking, that's a red flag, and they can just confiscate your guns.
Wow.
An expansion of the Lautenberg misdemeanor gun ban, which is Biden's boyfriend loophole. Anybody who's ever had a case of domestic violence against them is denied. So that means anybody who is, you know, applying for a gun would be in a lot of trouble if they've ever tried. They grant funding to police to execute red flag gun confiscation orders on behalf of the ATF. So those three were actually taken out. So that's
surprising.
But what it says to me is somebody clearly had read this ahead of time if they knew to take those out.
Right. Didn't they have like 24 hours of notice on this or something
like
that?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you know, it's typical legislation, but this type of thing, it all falls under a greater act. This is what I was going to say before. It all falls under a greater act called the Violence Against Women Act. Violence against, you know, why can't we just have an act called the Violence Act? Violence against anybody is bad. You don't need to qualify it or you pull people's heartstrings by calling it against, you know, what about the children? What about the women? What about everybody?
When you said that they turned any stalker into a person who can get victimized by red flag laws, my thought process is, it just seems like there's been this thing that I've noticed my whole life where people are kind of trying to make women feel like they're, I don't know, more victimized than maybe is normal. And like that, so many women have fed into that, and now they'll go to the police anytime they're mad at their boyfriend. Don't you? I mean, I see that all the time.
Well, the reality is a lot of the abuse...
Make anyone look like they're stalking you if they happen to just be going to your work or something and you're mad at them.
Yeah, so they tell a person who beats their wife at a rate of 40%.
Yeah.
Well, the truth is a lot of abuse at home actually comes from the woman. So there's a lot of propaganda out there to make it sound like men are the abusers, but there's actually a tremendous amount of abuse brought against men by women, and it's just that a lot of it doesn't go reported.
Or against women by women.
Sure, that happens too. Absolutely. So what else do we need to know about what shenanigans the ATF is up to right
today?
Now?
Well, we need to remember the Form 1 Class 3 stuff from last week about the if you have a solvent trap, the ATF is considering that a weapon in and of itself, even though it's never been that way before. You're allowed to build your own suppressor on a Form 1, but they dinged 850 people and did a mass denial. First time the ATF's ever done a mass denial. So that's new. And other than that, I would keep an eye on the forced reset triggers that we talked about a few weeks ago. That's also under fire, but the company that's making them is still cranking them out.
Okay.
And still marketing them like crazy. So we'll just keep an eye on those things.
If you want to join the show here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. There was a story last night, Bonnie, that you wanted to share with us. You didn't have it at the beginning of the show, but I think you do have it now. It is a website, not so much news, but you came across this. How did you find this hunger strike?
Well, a couple of my friends were sharing it, and it seems to be created by somebody that I used to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to go too harsh on it, but I read this, and I just thought, this isn't going to work. And I don't know, maybe they should expand on this.
So you actually know the person who is setting this thing up?
The people who... it might be somebody that I worked with, but it's not one of the people that shared it.
Okay.
That are my friends.
Got it. So is this something that's happening in Texas? Is it...
No, it's countrywide.
Okay.
So it's called Hippies Go Hungry. You can find it at hippiesgohungry.com. And the first page explains their purpose. So here it is. It's just five paragraphs. The war on drugs has cost over $1 trillion, sent 500,000 nonviolent people to prison, and killed thousands of otherwise innocent people. 51 years is 51 too long. The war on drugs ends this year, and it ends with us.
There's nothing to disagree with there. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Just like the ATF, the DEA, and the various different state drug task force agencies have absolutely been harming innocent people's lives, putting peaceful people behind bars who have never harmed another human being, and the numbers of those people are in the millions, the people whose lives have been absolutely ruined by not the drugs themselves, but by the war on drugs. So I can't say I disagree with their assessment there, but what are they going to do about it to end it this year, which would be unprecedentedly quick?
It says, when I say the war on drugs ends this year, that sounds exciting, but you're not convinced. What do we plan to do, and what do we hope to achieve? It's more simple than it seems. November 1st this year, we will be engaging in a massive coordinated hunger strike nationwide, and we want you to join us. There have been several unsuccessful hunger strikes in D.C. to end the drug war. Where all of these have failed in the past is sheer numbers and timing. Our approach is to have thousands of people engaging with us all at the National Mall in D.C., as well as at state capitol buildings across the nation, beginning a week from the midterm elections. We aren't stopping there either, though. There are over 450,000 nonviolent drug offenders in state and federal penitentiaries who would be up for a pardon from the president or their governor when we succeed, and we are getting word to as many of them as possible so they may also participate. Imagine, if you would, thousands of people starving themselves at the National Mall along with hundreds of their state capitol buildings, all supported by hundreds of thousands of inmates across the nation. All of this happening the week of a major election. How long do you think it will take before the federal government meets our demands and state governments begin following suit? I think a very long time.
Yeah, I don't expect that the federal government is going to give one whit about the fact that there are people on the National Mall claiming that they are hungry.
Well, I don't know. You know, this is a timely topic you're bringing up here, Bonnie. And I don't know if you realize it, but it is St. Patrick's Day. And happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Okay.
But in Ireland in 1981, actually from 1976 to 1981, there were a whole bunch of people who organized hunger strikes. And these were people who were put in prison by the British government in Northern Ireland. And these were Southern Ireland sympathizers, Republican sympathizers. And 10 of them starved themselves to death in prison. And one of them, Bobby Sands, famously was elected to office while he was on his hunger strike, on his way to death, while in prison. He couldn't attend parliament because he was in prison. And by the end of it all, Bobby Sands died. 100,000 people attended his funeral, and it created a massive political movement that still exists to this day called the Sinn Féin.
When did that happen? The 80s?
1981. So, check your luck.
Was that before they started force-feeding people on hunger strikes in prisons?
Must
because
be.
That's a thing.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill is heading to the Senate to halt normal U.S. trade relations with Russia. The bill easily passing the House and would boost tariffs on Russian goods coming into the United States. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vowing to quickly pass the measure and send it to the president's desk. There's still work to do on COVID. That's at least according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Without additional funding from Congress to support getting shots into arms, USAID will have to cut short our crucial and effective efforts to turn vaccines into vaccinations.
She says there's an urgent need for more money for ongoing treatments, tests, vaccines, and research. More than $15 billion in additional COVID money was stripped from a sweeping government spending bill last week after bipartisan objections. You're listening to USA Radio News. A new poll is out regarding how some Americans feel about their neighbor. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
And the COVID-19 pandemic has had a negative effect on how Americans feel about each other. 43% of U.S. residents say they feel worse about their fellow Americans, according to the Yahoo News YouGov poll. 10% of respondents said they actually felt better about their fellow citizens. Democrats, 49-9%, were far more likely than Republicans to say they felt worse about their neighbors.
At least five people are dead following a 50-70 vehicle pileup on Missouri Interstate 57 south of Cape Girardeau. Emergency personnel reporting several more people were rushed to local hospitals. The Missouri State Highway Patrol saying emergency responders are actively processing the scene. The accident was caused by heavy fog early Thursday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. All you gotta do is dial in 603-283-6160. Do you think that a hunger strike that is purported to begin on 1 week prior to Election Day, and according to hippiesgohungry.com, it will not end until all federal nonviolent drug offenders receive a full presidential pardon. I presume that would include Ross Ulbricht in that case. And Congress completely deregulates the sale and possession for those over the age of 18 of tobacco, alcohol, marijuana, cocaine, and all psychedelics. So that is what they are demanding at hippiesgohungry.com. Is this going to work? The number 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, also don't forget you can go to our Patreon over at amps.freetalklive.com and help us out. Help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. That's what AMPS stands for, and A. Friedman has done that. A. Friedman is a gold-level supporter, which means that A. Friedman is doing at least $10 a month through AMPS. Really appreciate that. You can join up as well. You get some cool perks. You can help us spread the ideas of liberty over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com to join our Patreon. It's Ian tonight.
Matt.
And Bonnie.
Bonnie, you're the one who found this Hippies Go Hungry. You said some friends were sharing this online, and you believe you might actually even know one of the organizers of this, apparently. I get it. I'm fed up with the war on drugs as well, and I'm not going to tell these people not to try this. I mean, it's your body. If you want to go on a hunger strike and you think that these heartless, evil politicians in Washington, D.C. are somehow going to find some sort of a shred of humanity and then all of a sudden decide they've been wrong for I don't know, 5 years or five decades. I think they said it was 51 years now for the war on drugs.
That's nuts.
If you think that these evil men and women are going to become less evil because of human suffering happening outside of their buildings, I'm skeptical.
They repeatedly prove that they love human suffering.
Yeah.
What they don't like is when it looks like they are someone who can prevent human suffering, and they stand back and refuse to prevent human suffering. Now, when they label it war, the human animal realizes, well, they're supposed to go commit human suffering because this is war.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's somebody at home saying, I'm going to starve myself to death if you don't stop doing this, and then they don't stop doing it, then maybe that would have a slightly more profound effect. Is it going to work on American politicians? I don't know. There are a lot of scumbags in American politics who just are sociopaths and don't care.
Yeah, I mean, look at how long they have been trying to do something as simple as legalize marijuana. Every year for the last bunch of years, there have been federal bills. There's some in Congress right now that would purport to decriminalize and or legalize marijuana, to tax it or to leave the states alone, or various different, you know, proposals are out there, funnel money from taxes into anti-drug programs, etc. And not a single one of them has passed. Not a single one at the federal level has become law. Why would people starving themselves on the National Mall all of a sudden get them to not only legalize cannabis, but also, quote, and I agree with the goals, I just want to be clear, to, quote, completely deregulate the sale and possession of tobacco, alcohol, marijuana, cocaine, and all psychedelics.
That'd be great.
It would be. So we're not just talking about ending the war on drugs here. We're talking about a total step back from all regulation of even existing products like tobacco and alcohol. Now, as freedom-minded people, that's a perfect ideal as far as, you know, I think the only thing they left out here was heroin. So they're not calling for the total end of the war on drugs, but most of them. And that's pretty good. I guess they felt like heroin was, you know, the third rail of drugs, so they didn't want to touch that one. But, I mean, look, the fact is alcohol is incredibly dangerous. It is, according to Professor David Nutt, who was the former drug czar basically in the UK, who turned to the side of good and came out against the war on drugs. He came out with a chart that showed the relative harm of all products, of all substances out there, and alcohol was tied with heroin for number one.
That doesn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard drug that kills people, but I do agree with them here that alcohol should be unregulated. There should be, and they're talking about federal level here, so they want federal changes to happen here. Clearly, that wouldn't stop the states from regulating these things, but
at least the states don't have the schedule.
That's true. Yeah, you're right about that, Bonnie. The federal drug schedule is what, in fact, the state of New Hampshire, as I understand it, state of New Hampshire just follows the feds. So if the federal drug schedule were to disappear tomorrow, all drugs would be legal here in New Hampshire.
Nice.
And there would not be a regulatory structure in place.
Proactive than that in here in New Hampshire. I don't think we should be waiting for that.
I agree with you.
Unfortunately,
Even the most liberty reps will tell you, oh, we need to just do small steps, and I really don't get it. I'm going to try to talk them out of that more and more this year.
Yeah, that basically sums it up. The liberty reps are just, they don't feel like they have the political sway to even propose ending the war on drugs, which is a shame because that's what it takes. It takes somebody being willing to push that discussion forward and actually make it so that discussion is had instead of just nibbling around the edges that, oh, well, can we legalize marijuana?
Or make it worse by giving the full control of sale of marijuana to the state. I don't understand why they think that's a step in the right direction, but that's what some of the liberty reps told me.
Yeah, that's what happened this year you're referring to, but they're not willing to put forward a truly principled drug decrim or drug legalization bill, and we just need more hardcore libertarians here. We need more people here. We need thousands more people moving here, and we need enough liberty people to where we can actually challenge some of these liberty reps at primaries and make them have a fight over who is more freedom-loving
I love this.
In the primary. We need to have enough people to where we can have freedom-loving people in the Democratic and Republican sides of a race. That way, no matter who wins, it's a free stater who gets into office. That can all be possible. We just need thousands more people to make the move here.
Well, Matt, I am surprised by and pleasantly surprised by your optimism on this, the hippies go hungry thing. But, I mean, my thought when I saw it was just, oh, imagine, like, for just a thought experiment, imagine Hillary Clinton caring that you're hungry. Like, that's all I thought of. But, you know, maybe they'll care if it makes them look bad.
Hillary does care about her image.
Yeah, if it makes her look bad.
Yeah.
So
I think it's easy to ignore a protest if you're a politician. And
just tell the media to ignore it.
Well, and that's really the important question is what level of attention will the mainstream media be giving to this? I tend to be skeptical that the media will want to give any attention to anything that could change the status quo in any significant manner. They love themselves a war.
Mm-hmm.
They love themselves fear when it comes to, you know, COVID and crackdowns and
ratings.
All of that. Exactly. They want people to tune in, you know, through the next break and find out what the scary stuff is. And, you know, when it comes to doing this in jail, and I referred to the fact that they will force feed people. If you're doing a hunger strike in jail, at some point they're going to strap you to a bed. They're going to shove a tube down your throat, and they are going to force feed you or, you know, inject you or whatever it is that they have to do to keep you alive. They do not want you dying in their facility. First of all, it means they lose money, right? Because every body that's in the facility is an increase in the budget for, you know, next year. So they don't want you to die in jail. They want you to suffer, but they don't want you to actually pass away. So they're going to do what they can to make sure you stay alive. Now, if you actually had a significant number of people doing a hunger strike in jail, maybe then you'd have a chance because they probably don't have enough hospital beds and enough, you know, tubes to shove down 100 people's throats or something like that. But what are the odds that you're going to be able to get that many people to sign on to a hunger strike inside of a jail? I guess we're going to find out.
We'll see.
Coming up later this year. Check it out at hungry.com. I'm a little pessimistic about it, but I want to be wrong. I want to be proven that this is a good plan and this is going to work. And like I said, it's your body. If you think that putting it on the line like this is going to help end the war on drugs, then good luck. And by the way, are they going to camp out on the National Mall too, or are they just going to come back day after day?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Good time to go and learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash is, well, anytime you've got 3 minutes, because that's how long the first video is over at Bitcoin.com, where you click Get Started. You'll be given some introductory videos that you can watch if you got a limited amount of time. Just watch the first one. If you discover you want to learn more, there's more than one. And you can dig in as deep as you want into this topic. There's some really important new ideas that you should get a hold of before you get into the world of crypto. And they can help you with those over at Bitcoin.com. Again, click Get Started right there at the top of the page. If you're not new to cryptocurrency and you want to get the latest news headlines, they got you covered over at news.bitcoin.com every single day. Fresh news and information there at news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com. So whether you want to talk about the ATF and their continuing crackdowns on freedom and the right to bear arms, or the crackdown on the right to put in your body, whatever it is that you want, the Hippies Go Hungry website announcing they're going to plan a nationwide hunger strike that will be focused on the National Mall on the week prior to the election. Apparently they're saying the election this year is November 8th, and they're planning on starting on November 1st out in front of the National Mall and having, I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of people they believe they can get to starve themselves. It's going to be interesting to see how this pans out, and I presume that as we hear more, we will bring that information to you. In other news, there's, of course, what's going on in Ukraine with the Russia situation, and in case you hadn't heard, the latest on what's happening to RT. RT is Russia Today. It is a Russian government-funded news outlet, and propaganda, of course, is what it is, but don't be fooled. So is CNN, and so is, you know, every American news outlet. It's all propaganda. It's just not necessarily government funded directly. They just love to, you know, basically to parrot the government talking points on the air. So really the difference between RT and these American Western media is RT doesn't have commercials.
Right.
You can watch a half hour of RT and you just get whatever they want to report.
And RT is openly funded by the government.
Yeah, and you know what you're getting when you get into RT. And what's interesting is that there's a lot of these Western nations, including the European Union, including Australia, and now Canada, that are completely prohibiting RT.
Really?
And that's one of the things that makes me go, what do they got to hide? What do they want us to not be seeing? Now, according to RG.com, Canadians' regulator has now forbidden television providers to carry RT or RT France. Media regulators in Ottawa have formally outlawed RT and RT France on Wednesday, saying their programming has gone against government policy and undermined democracy. After reviewing complaints from the public, the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission announced that, quote, the continued authorization to distribute RT and RT France is not in the public interest, unquote. Most Canadian operators had already pulled the networks off the air, citing conflict in Ukraine. Quote, RT's programming is not consistent with the standards against which Canadian services are measured, nor the policy objectives set out in the Broadcasting Act, said the regulator, adding that it was, quote, also concerned with programming from a foreign country that seeks to undermine the sovereignty of another country, demean Canadians of a particular ethnic background, and undermine democratic institutions within Canada.
How are they demeaning Canadians? How is Russia demeaning Canadians of a particular ethnic background?
I suspect they're referring to Ukrainian.
Okay, but what about the Russian Canadians?
Well, no one cares about them.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'd say they're demeaning all Canadians by just imposing this ban against information. I mean, aren't these adults capable of making up their own minds and searching out all the information they want to hear, and now they're just knocking out a whole bunch of it?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right about that. But the thing that's important to take away here is Canada is not a free speech country.
Right.
Canada's radio, you know, obviously here on in the United States, the FCC says there's certain things you can't say on the radio, but it usually is in the realm of, you know, certain profanities, right? Certain quote-unquote obscenities.
Which is also baloney.
It is total baloney, but generally there's no prohibition per se on the topics of discussion in the United States, at least at this time, thankfully. So that's why we haven't seen this move by the U.S. government. It's one of the few Western governments that actually has not banned RT, but in Canada, they can do that. In Canada, the Canadian, what do they call them, the Radio Television Communications Commission, they actually mandate, for instance, that all radio stations have to play a certain amount of Canadian music. Did you know that?
I mean,
that's just what they do.
If there ever was going to be a law, there should be a law that everybody should be a Rush fan because... I mean, I get that.
That's funny because you thought Rush and I thought Justin Bieber.
Oh, is he a Canuck?
Oh, never mind. Shut it down.
So that's just one example. And, of course, there's no prohibition or there is a prohibition on hate, quote unquote, hate speech in Canada. So there's just certain things you can't say without getting criminally prosecuted.
Wow.
In Canada.
That shows you the difference between a subject and a citizen, too, though, in a way. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a fine line there, and I think that line's getting blurred more and more every day as the United States become less and less a free country. But the Canadians have never really been. They've always been subjects.
Indeed, subjects of the Queen in this particular case.
Their property.
Now, that said, Matt, I mean, if you ever listen to a police scanner, you'll hear them refer to people as subjects.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
that's creepy.
Just because they don't actually, like, come right out publicly and talk about people that way doesn't mean that's not how they think
about
you.
That's true.
So, the point here that they're saying that RT's broadcasting undermines democratic institutions within Canada, that's one of the things I like about RT, is that they'll let libertarian perspectives on the air. They actually had for, I don't know, over a year, Adam Kokesh, who's a, you know, principled, liberty-minded guy, liberty activist, great former, you know, Iraq veteran against the war. We've had him on this show a number of times, and he had his own show on RT.
Why did he get off it? Did he just stop doing it, or did he get kicked off?
I don't remember what happened with that, but he never said that RT tried to tell him what to do. RT never tried to exert any editorial control over his show. He could always say whatever he wanted to say. And the fact is, yeah, the Russian government does want to undermine the United States and the Canadian governments and other governments of the world. Now, the Russian government is not libertarian. They don't care about freedom. They're not freedom-oriented, so I'm under no delusions about that.
And if you listen to, you know, like I always felt the same about Vladimir Putin and Boris Yeltsin, Mikhail Gorbachev, and all those guys, you always see their mouths moving with funny sounds coming out, but nobody ever really translates, you know, Adolf Hitler. I always wondered what Adolf Hitler was actually saying. Benito Mussolini, I want to know what he's actually saying. What are they saying to get these people all riled up? You know, they're clearly extremely popular. What are they saying? When you listen to Vladimir Putin talk with the translations turned on, mm-hmm. he is a Soviet. That man is a commie.
Really?
I think he's an absolute communist.
So you agree with Sarah, our regular caller on this? She believes he is a secret communist.
I think he's a commie.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Just because you put a communist in a Versace suit doesn't make him less of a...
Well, he certainly was a KGB agent during communist Russia. Although I'm skeptical of this theory. I mean, not that I know a whole lot about the guy, but just recently there was a proposal in Russia to nationalize companies because of the whole, like, McDonald's saying they're going to shut down in Russia. Somebody in the Russian government proposed to nationalize McDonald's.
They can't think outside of those.
But Putin rejected it. He said he's not going to interfere.
I saw him talking the other day about how it may have been old footage, but still, he's an old man. His convictions should be in stone by now. He was saying how property should go away.
Really?
Yeah.
Because here he said that he didn't want to interfere with private ownership of business.
Well, he's a politician. He's lying.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Yeah, and even China went through a phase of being a little more open market, mm-hmm. and now they're clamping down. So maybe Russia's just kind of in its phase of, oh, we don't want the people to starve, so we're going to open the market a little bit, free the market a little bit, and then they're going to clamp down again like China. Because, I mean, they're buddies. So I could totally see what Sarah's saying, but the flaw in what she's always saying is she's saying that Russia just is a communist nation, and we're always just like, what do you mean? Russia's becoming more, you know, free market. They're not like a perfect free market.
I wouldn't say that. I think they're becoming more westernized, mm-hmm. but I would not necessarily confuse that with becoming a capitalist nation.
Well, no, I'm not really saying that they are, but I mean, they were going more that direction, less communist.
Definitely.
But I could also totally see that it's just the thing the Chinese people did so their people didn't die.
There's more on the way here at 603-283-6160. So RT, banned in Canada, banned in the European Union, banned in Australia, and then, of course, taken off voluntarily of platforms like DirecTV and elsewhere. YouTube taking them off globally. They banned them globally. There's more coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.